Here you go, your product, 10 years early. You are selling robots, powerful thinking machines. To be precise, they are actually problem-solving machines. You specialize them for each business you cater to. And don't worry, your entire team is full of robots. This being 10 years in the future, local artificial intelligence is really powerful. Local as opposed to remote internet servers. It is the stuff that you can run on a local computer. You spend most of the time secretly, but also very pleasantly, freaked out. There's just something weird about thinking machines. It's true. This is not science fiction. 10 years is good, but not excellent. 10 years in the future does not mean that the product is yet to happen. It means I'm giving you your product in the next sentence, because you have to be 10 years ahead of everyone else. Customer buys a thinking machine from you for $3,000 to $10,000. You buy a computer with that money for $2,000 and pre-install your AI on it. These are not walking robots. Your customers want a desktop, a box that they can place in a corner and forget about it and not be scared of it as well. You set it all up with the aid of state-of-the-art AI. But the AI that runs on this desktop computer is small, by design, by default. Its control harness, which today should be the autonomous Hermes agent, is actually what makes it smart and swift for customization. In short, you don't have to retrain the AI model for your robot to update. Hermes already contains learning ability, and your $20 a month state-of-the-art AI, SOTA, will give it skills. A skill file contains instructions on how to do stuff. This is what makes the AIs you sell smart and customized and helpful. We'll talk about building a graphic user interface for this later, but it will be managed by the AI, so it's really just a visualization. A solid computer will be about $2,000. It must be on warranty from where you buy it. Always give your customer the extended warranty. Let them pay for it. It is part of the extended care you provide. You may get a pretty good warranty deal if you buy from the most popular supermarket. In fact, please visit a large supermarket, go over to the desktop computer section, and see the towers in the new light. In the age of artificial intelligence, those are robot heads. And just quick clarification, you do not buy the computer until your customer makes a purchase. The customer can get their money back only if you can timely and successfully return the desktop to the supermarket. You are paying for it with their money. You are building problem-solving machines on demand. No upfront investment. Now, once you bring the thinking robot into your customer's place of business, it should emit a Wi-Fi signal. AI will help you with all of this. And your customer will connect to it with their laptop. Now they can pull up brain.local or brain.com in their browser, and they will see the chat interface. Very simple, nothing special, it's just a robot head in the corner of the room. Before you leave the supermarket, next time you're there, pay special attention to the self-checkout machines. They are the first generation robots, but they contain a powerful wisdom, what I call the Mechanical Turk factor. For you see, they use humans as processors, not AI. When they can't solve something, they call a human. A standard, good old-fashioned AI built into the billing system knows when to call for help. In your own robots, you should absolutely offer a premium subscription service where the local AI agent can escalate to state-of-the-art remote systems. Let us see what we have learned here thus far. AI has arrived. It's here. And for business, that means the desktop towers at the local supermarket are sleeping robot heads. You give the robot heads an AI brain, a Hermes-wrapped large language model, and if your customer desires so, a remote state-of-the-art large language model. Your customer connects to it via Wi-Fi, sees a chat interface. Now let us ask, what do you do that actually helps your customers? What problem did you fix, and did it need fixing? Have you ever seen a pneumatic air tube system, perhaps at a local bank or hospital? It's for sending containers between company departments, and you build virtual pneumatic air tube systems on top of AI, so that both you and your customers have a fun time editing all the business workflows. When your customer has a failed payment, a program will convert it into a message that is sent into the virtual air tube system. The first department it reaches is data format validation, conventional programming, or good old-fashioned AI. Data validation. Is something missing? Then AI, security agent, a business agent, a billing agent, an escalation agent that bothers an actual human. You can have a text-to-speech agent leave a message for the failed payment customer. Or you can have a clever agent chat with the credit card, insurance, or whatever company agent. It's all going to be AI. This is a visual program, but you know, AIs have become so smart that it is something the AI edits upon your request. This way, once you tell the AI what skills it has and what rules of the system, anybody can chat with the local AI and upgrade the program. An example of that was the pandemic, where people started shopping from their cars in the parking lot, and that's where the deliveries took place. Well, you could reroute information in such a way so that you had an optimal, advanced, pandemic-capable shopping system. AI would do all the routing, no trouble there. You just need to have employees explain what they need, and maybe someone older take a look at it and see if that's good. It could be stuff like, hey, we need a new virtual department to process these new message envelopes. Another thing you should know about when it comes to pneumatic tube networks is when some human or another agent is ready for work, they should look into inbox, do the thing, and put it in their outbox. This type of processing, rather than just an automatic pass-through, throttles the system, so that a group of agents can consume when they are ready instead of having all the messages shot straight at them and getting overwhelmed. So the inbox, the outbox, basically soaks up all the traffic and everything works just fine. So now, inside your robot brain, your customer can review all the queues, all the inboxes, get an idea of what the agents and humans are up to. You know how chat with AI replaces a ton of user interfaces? The VPT, I'll let you coin that, the virtual pneumatic tube workflow, managed by AI, replaces a lot of programming and a lot of manual coordination. What do you bring to your customer that makes your product valuable? A robot. An on-demand purchased brain that you pre-configure and deliver to your customer's network or business. Anybody who has a front desk, who files claims, who deals with billing, returns, customers, benefits from your product. By the time you have all of this operational, AI will be more responsible with everything than humans. A pre-created virtual pneumatic tube workflow inside the brain of a hardware-based robot is a hot potato. Yeah, your robot does not have legs. You, somewhat frighteningly, sell just the head. How brutal. But it is a precious asset for any business, and it learns and it evolves what it has learned. It optimizes the processes that it becomes aware of. Fun stuff.